Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Wiggy, Courtney, and I are in Bermuda for one more morning, hoping that the rain holds off until 10. Shime is off today with a Flex Friday. Back next week. I think, is he back on Tuesday just in time for the match? Or is Shime back on? He is. Okay. Yep. All right. So, match is happening, by the way. It's on at Granite Links, and that's happening on Tuesday at noon. Curtis, you're still caddying for Shime?
Oh, I can't wait. And your caddy's right to my right.
You may be on the winning side of things, Curtis. Greg's having a hard time getting around here, if I'm being honest.
Would you please?
No, we had a conversation. There were a few of us yesterday while you were changing, and we talked about what footwear. And it's not even like an ick thing about the flip-flops, but it's not good for you anymore. You don't have arch support. You don't have knee support. You don't have back support. Your calves are bothering you. You need to get a nice pair of sneakers that's going to support you for your old man walks and getting around.
I overworked my calves on the golf course.
Well, you said that yesterday, and in my mind, I thought that meant you walked 18. Then I found out yesterday later from Dooley that you guys were in a cart and you just walked to your ball and walked back.
It's a very hilly course, and so in the flip-flops, it puts a lot of strain on the calves. But that's a conversation that should be had in front of the person that you're talking about, not behind their back.
I don't know. So, I think it was sweet that we were all worried about you and your health and safety.
Yeah. Greg, with all due respect, you know I love you.
Yes.
If Shime or Wiggy had complained about pain in their calves after golfing, and you found it was just from the cart to the ball back to the cart, you would not relent in mocking them, rightfully
correct.
So.
I think it's other things. I think it's the travel. I think there's in order to get to where we do the radio show every morning, it's a long walk up a large hill. And so maybe I shouldn't do it in flip-flop. It's not like I need the orthopedics.
No.
I'm not going like orthopedic style shoes.
But I have Hokas that are supposed to be good for arch support.
I have Hokas also.
So you should be wearing them.
The round bottom, the Hokas don't get you
You
Hokas.
Should be wearing them.
I know. Yeah, that's when you know you're old, when you get the Hokas. Yeah.
I have them. I like them.
I'm not worried about it.
By the way, Ken just sent a note. So this is not my show, not my decision. But when I was in school, if you didn't go to class, you couldn't play in the game.
Right.
Shime is, I guess, according to Ken, arriving at the match at noon, not doing the show. The whole point of this is to trash talk and, like,
what
are we doing?
Oh, I thought he'd be back Tuesday for the show.
Uh-oh.
How do you feel like the unlimited flex time that this company offers is working so far?
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
I know you do. I know everybody loves it. The employee loves it. Yeah. Anybody who's looking for results doesn't necessarily
I'm being sarcastic, Greg.
I still stay under my my allotted before it turned over to flex time.
What?
Like the allotted number of days I had before it turned over to flex time.
What did you have, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
There's no way a card green. Yeah,
you,
stop it. That's
14 days.
That no, is it's 10.
Right. It's yeah, you don't get Saturday and Sunday part of it.
Yeah,
you don't. I mean, I it's like
all right.
It's peeing into the wind to argue about it because because it happens everywhere, but it's just like you maybe you took 10 days prior to this. Now you take 14, 15, 16. The show's not together. We're missing pivotal elements at certain times.
Yeah, but we all take days.
We all do. Not all of us take them during the spring book.
Right. I feel like we should all just take the summer off and then work in the other books. I feel like that would be, in my opinion, that would be a great, great way to answer this. The summer, we all agree, is not exactly a relevant part. And in a spring, like, the fact that Ken says that, like, Ken, you're his boss. You can say you're coming to work Tuesday morning. Like, the whole purpose of this match, like, what are we going to talk about all day? Then he arrives and we do the match? Does he need to get, like, shot up with roids?
Like, he's pulling up on the course. It's like, you know, where is he? Where is he? One of those type of hero comes to save the day
right.
movies.
He's got a Doug Mirabelli police escort to right. the Granite Links.
And show up in Rodney Dangerfield's car from Caddyshack with the horn.
Oh.
Yeah, so Ken says he's taking Tuesday's show off, but coming to the match highly suspect.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean that. I'm assuming that the rock festival is tomorrow night.
I would think so.
You know, probably, you know, I would.
Unless he's here, he's back. He took Monday off, clearly.
Yeah.
So then he's like, all right, I'm going to be back Monday, but maybe I take Tuesday off and I go practice before.
I don't think he's practicing, but maybe he is. I don't know. All right. Anyway, and I don't know what we got to figure out. I'll figure this out because Shime's off doing whatever. But are we going to go live on Twitch for the match, Curtis? We should. I think that was your idea, actually.
Absolutely.
Right?
100%. Okay. It's going to be and we're going to need this footage for all time. Like,
correct. I mean, yeah.
Electric.
All right. 9 holes to glory on on Tuesday. Big game for the Celtics tonight, and it is win or go home, and really go home. Go back to Boston. So 8 o'clock start tonight. You can talk about that all morning with us and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Jackson, that is an easy one. AC/DC and Thunderstruck and The Leads this morning.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your Subaru, find your authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. And everybody's been waiting for it. In Shime's absence, Jackson has the first lead this morning. Hello, Jackson.
Good morning. So my lead is going to be a television lead, which I think might lead to a conversation that I would be interested in you guys' opinions on. So the show 911, great show. I've really gotten into it the last few seasons. It's a show about a firehouse and, you know, a bunch of 911 operators and, you know, their lives and tribulations. And the captain of the firehouse is a guy named Bobby Nash, great actor named Peter Krause. Everybody's favorite character on the show, best character on the show. He's like the father figure to everybody, just a great character. And no spoilers here because it happened like a month and a half ago, they killed him off. And that really, really angered me because it's pretty much one of the only reasons I love the show. Uh-huh. And so I was curious if you guys had any characters that you were really pissed off about getting killed off in a movie or a show. Like, oh, we know about The Last of Us. That was pretty devastating as well.
What platform is that show on? Because I've never heard of it.
It's on ABC.
Is that the one with Rob Lowe and Angela Bassett?
The Rob Lowe one is a spinoff, but Angela Bassett is in 911, yes.
Okay.
Oh. She played Bobby Nash's wife. It's a really good show.
Oftentimes I question, you know how you were saying you ask questions of yourself earlier?
I do.
I ask questions of myself. One of them has been, who is still watching network television? Well, I got the answer right now.
Yeah.
Network dramas.
I don't watch it live. I have it on Hulu.
Yes. Okay.
I got the Globe to see what's on TV later.
Game of Thrones was known for doing that. Their main thing was just killing off the main characters to really shock you.
I would say the Last of Us for me in recent time.
Oh yeah,
is killing off the Joel character, which is the Pedro Pascal.
Yeah,
played by Pedro Pascal. I would say that was shocking to me. But then again, I didn't play the video game, and like you said, Greg, the video game hoddles will say that's what happened in the video game.
I mean, I was heartbroken when Hank died in Breaking Bad.
But that was kind of like late. That was like later into the series.
It was probably season six.
Yeah, yeah.
Final season.
Have you ever cried at a death on TV?
Huh?
Have you ever cried at watching a death on a TV? Or
yeah,
on
the 07 Patriots.
I swear I cried when Bobby Nash died.
Really?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 911.
That was invested.
Me with Connie Britton in Nashville. Did anybody ever watch Nashville?
No.
Oh, well, Connie Britton's iconic, but yeah, that's the one that made
me cry. She's in 911, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch.
All right. Jackson, thank you.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Great.
So I am just – I know that Celtics fans are in an odd spot right now because their best player was killed off prematurely. But I'm watching tonight, and I love games like this where the Celtics don't have any pressure. Nobody expects them to do much. They are still a more talented roster than the Knicks. And this is why sports exist. There are occasions where you become less talented yet have more success. And whatever it is, I was watching yesterday, I was sucked into the Rochi Instagram video of Cornette doing some odd dance and Jaylen Brown just laughing at him. Like, they are loose as can be. The Knicks fan is going to be spending all day getting ready for the Pacers in the final. We get to get rid of this Boston team, the worst city in America. All I ask is for Game 7 back home. I the theater of Monday night at the Garden with the booty tightening, as Wiggy put it yesterday, with the Knicks fan. I want to see Howard Stern with his, you know, face down in his hands tonight with that idiot Ben Stiller. I really am truly, I think the Celtics win tonight. I'm on board tonight, Courtney. I think they force a game seven. I like the mojo. I think the Knicks have been thinking they're better than they really are. They think they have a massive advantage. I like the Celtics tonight, and I think the NBA wants a game seven, so hopefully we get that Monday night.
More pressure on the Knicks or the Celtics, Curtis?
Oh, my God. The Knicks. No, Knicks, no pressure on the Celtics.
Yeah. And then, you know, you talked about Luke Kornet. Mm-hmm. One of those guys has to step up and give you a game that is not like their normal game.
Yeah, I would say, I don't necessarily agree with, like, the Luke Kornet, but I need the normal games from Pritchard, D. White, and Drew Holiday. Those are the normal games. The guy that has to go.
But you need more than that. But like the guy you got that, more that you got more from Derek White than you normally get.
Right, but the guy that has to go above that, I believe, is Jaylen Brown. Right? Or if you're saying that, then you're saying you're gonna need, and I get it, you're gonna need Derek White to have another 30 piece. And if he gives you a normal game and the rest of those guys give you a normal game, you're going to need Jaylen Brown, who probably averages about 23 a game, to give you that 30 piece. Yeah. That's the guy that has to go above and beyond.
Curtis, thank you. We are going to take a quick break, and we will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.